Good morning. Get your hot breath off of me, man. Good God.
Hot breath.
Can't be breathing on people anymore.
Anyway, it is 7:37, the Plan B Morning Show. We got to get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur in Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Hit them up, and they're growing. They want to grow with you. Your topic for today, what's something that's heavily outdated, but you still love using anyways? All right? It's old. It is things that have surpassed it, but you still love using it even though it's outdated.
I think I got a good one here for you, Brock.
What do you got?
And I do love using this thing when it comes time. My dad gave me an old Coleman grill a while back that he used to use back in the day. And I know they still make them, you know, but they're newer. They're just better.
Yeah.
But this thing takes white gas, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That thing works like a charm. So anytime we go camping or if, you know, sometimes we'll be out fishing, you fire that bad boy up. I like using that thing.
They don't make them like they used to, man. And nowadays everyone's got all these little, I don't know. It just, everything has become cheaper and smaller. So I'm right there with you, man. Sometimes finding an old grill like that or say old camping gear is better than the new cheap crap that they're making now. So
he's got this really cool one. It's just like a single stove, just like a single unit, whatever. And you can put like a teapot on it or a pan, and it's real small and it's condensed. And it's just like, dude, they don't make them like they used to, you know?
It's true. You tried. I was looking the other day just over at the camping gear. Everything's plastic, man. Every single piece is plastic. And yeah, it's all broke. So, I like that. That's a good one. That is a good one. Mine, even though I don't have it anymore, it's just kind of a general consensus for me. And it's just old cars. All right. Like an old muscle car. Hell, even give me like an 86 Cadillac. I know new cars nowadays are so nice. And you got these heads-up displays and these big computers, and they drive themselves and they have backup assistance.
It's in its own category, though. It's different.
Just, I would prefer an older truck over a brand new one with all these backup assists and cameras and doohickeys and heated seats and whatnot.
So you're saying you want a car with an ashtray in it, basically.
That is the best way to describe it.
you don't see them with ashtrays anymore.
Hell, I don't even need the ashtray. Just give me a cigarette lighter, for God's sake.
You know?
Kiki's car is a 2019, not a single cigarette lighter in there. None.
Nothing. And, you know, even I don't even think they work. So if you bought one of those little cigarette lighter things that you push in there.
I don't think they work.
I don't think the cars nowadays will do it.
No. Man,
you know, even if you have the cigarette lighter, I don't think they'll heat that element up or whatever.
Dude,
it is.
My charger had 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it had 6 ashtrays in it, man. Yeah, give me a car with an ashtray, then I'm good, man. I'm set.
Smoking was such. They're Ferraris. They're Ferraris with ashtrays in them. That's how people smoke.
You're damn right. Oh, I love it.
You think of that now, and you just, dude, they're absent. You don't see them anymore.
Give me a car with an ashtray, and I will be happy. All right.
Way to put it.
Let's take a break here. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We got some awesome answers. We want to hear from you. What's something that is completely outdated, but you still love using anyways? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Do it. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning.
Who wants a mustache, Rod?
I want fun.
I do.
Anyway, it is 7:48. Your topic of the day today brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Township. What is something that is heavily outdated, but you love using anyways? We got some great answers on Facebook. I like Matt's. He said a yellow legal pad and ink pen. I love that answer. Now, of course, technology is great. Don't get me wrong. I love the fact that I can send myself emails, reminders, set alarms, but nothing beats, at least for me at this point, if I really don't want to forget something, I write it down on a piece of paper. I put it in my pocket next to my wallet in there where I feel it. There's something, I think, that it's tangible that I still always go to that. You know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brock's not lying either. If you go into the studio and look at the studio, it's just covered with Post-it notes, reminders.
There's Post-it notes everywhere. And I feel bad because I know I'm contributing to the cutting down of the rainforest. But I'm actually counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have, wait, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's a stack over there. So, yeah, there's probably 30 odd Post-it notes hanging out here in the studio that have little notes on there. It's true. Something about seeing it, writing it down, you know.
Mm. Huh.
Good answer, though. Good answer. Let's see. Eric. He said my 86 Chevy pickup.
Yeah.
I like it. Yep.
Square body. Square body.
I am jealous of you, Eric. I want that truck, man. I want that truck. TJ said the outdated thing that he still loves using, laser discs, capacitance, electronic discs, records, and cassette. I don't know what that CED one is, but
it's got a laser disc, though, huh? You got the player and the disc and the whole shebang.
Let's be honest here. Really, you're gonna have the laser disc on there? That's garbage.
It's garbage, dude. Is it the first like HD? Was it?
Yeah, laser disc. Everyone thought it was like gonna be the wave of the future. It was laser disc and DVD that came around. But I always tell everyone this: the reason why it was DVD is because that's what porn backed. That's why. Porn got onto the DVD train, and whatever porn backed, that's what got sold, man.
That's what got sold.
That's it, because we're all a bunch of perverts. I mean, I would love to see some porno on Laserdisc to see if it's out there, but I think
it's just harder to hide under your bed.
Yeah,
you know,
that big old laser
disc. What is this?
Nothing.
No, Mom.
No, don't look at that, Mom. Big booty hose 4 on Laserdisc.
What is this?
Hot MILFs 5 on Laserdisc?
And Laserdisc? This might be worth something.
Star Wars on Laserdisc? let's see. Daniel said an oxyacetylene torch at work, even though I have a plasma cutter. It's hard to beat the smell of an oxyacetylene torch, man. I love that.
Mm. You got one at my dad's shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire that bad boy up.
Dude, I've been wanting to buy one, but they're not cheap. If anyone's got a cheap one for sale, let me know.
So he just had to replace the tips, and when he did, he showed me. He's like, dude, I've had this tip for, I'm serious, like 30 years.
Yeah.
And it finally just went out. They don't make them like they used to.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let's see. Roger said, my bad boy home stereo with CDs, cassettes, or vinyls. Yeah, it's hard to beat that home stereo. I mean, we can spend all day going, hey, Alexa. I hope I made everyone's Alexa go off. But that home stereo, there's something about it. When you can just turn it up to that one level, you're like, all right, this is probably going to annoy my neighbors. But I'm just, right.
Well, everything's so condensed now. They put all the sound and like sound bars and a sub now. Where back in the day, you used to have the towers, man. You know? You had the 12-inch sub and the highs. The sound back in the day used to blow you away. Yeah, it still does, but.
Yeah, it's better. It is better. I think there's something about it.
It looks cooler, too. You know what I'm saying? Having those two towers next to your TV.
Sure.
It's just
And the highs and the lows you get with it is so much better. You're experiencing the sound so much better.
Get that old school amp. And then remember you had the CD changer that you would put on top of the amp?
Unbelievable.
You could put 250 CDs in there, Brock.
It's the best thing ever. Best thing ever. Let's see. We'll end with Jason's. Jason said my Discman. So what if it skips uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
I will never miss my Discman ever. All right, look. It was great at the time, but I swear to God the struggles we went through with our Discmans, all right? They didn't fit into your coat pocket, all right? Unless you had Jenko jeans, those things were not going in your jeans, okay? Anti-skip my ass, all right? You're sitting on the bus, and then you sit on. If you're sitting on the bus near the tires at all, forget about it. Your Alanis Morissette CD is skipping. Yeah. Okay, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, that Discman in your pocket. You lean up next to something, and that eye that would read the disc would just circle the CD. You could hear it. Not my Metallica CD. Damn it. And so it would circle that CD, and you could play all the other songs, but it'd come to that one song that you were listening to at the time.
Harvest of
No! You just hold forward, so you skip by the...
God. I don't think I have a CD in my truck that doesn't have a scratch in it somewhere, man. It just happens. All right, let's take a break. We got more when we come back. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.
Rock 106.